you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another, and for that matter, so one woman sharpens another. And we're going to learn about granddad's grindstone. That's how I'm fitting this verse into today's edition of Mark and Friends, along with a second story by Dee Chesser called Big or Small. So today, it's Wednesday, it's the Prime Life Times in Review, and I didn't realize, Dee, that I didn't have you in the studio last month. So we're going to have you read last month's story along with this month's edition, which is about out at our 300 to 400 locations throughout Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, the beloved Prime Life Times publication that's informative, engaging, and positive for the active lifestyle. And did you notice? Winner of 29 national awards. We picked up 5 more awards. It's mentioned in this publication, the October edition. But we appreciate
and well-deserved awards.
Yeah, well-deserved. A great team that puts this together. And we're going to have some listener letters. I had a whole bundle there, and I think I gave you 5 or 6. I have 5 or 6. We'll go through those at the end of the program. But I want to point out 2 things. Today at noon, now I realize this program re-airs in the evening, but for those of you pastors and ministry leaders that will be coming to our monthly luncheon, it's being hosted at the Salvation Army Red Kettle Center. I guess you would say east, about 100 yards from us. It's just across the street, east of Dick's Sporting Goods. It's at the Red Kettle Center right there on Market Street. We'll be hosting that lunch from basically 11:45. I want to have everyone eating early because we have 2 special speakers. So if you're a pastor or ministry leader and you're unfamiliar with this monthly luncheon, give me a call right away because maybe we can fit you in. But this is for senior pastors for the most part and ministry leaders, those that oversee a ministry like the executive directors. So it's just not for anyone involved in ministry because that would be all of us. But this is a select group. I usually have anywhere from 40 to 55 pastors and ministry leaders. So it's a good bunch and we provide a free lunch. We love gathering these pastors to encourage, equip, and empower them in their high calling. So that's at noon today. And then tonight at 7 p.m. we have our first and third Thursday prayer gathering, our community prayer gathering, and all the details are coming together for our Audience of One event at the Virginia Theater on November 11th. I know that seems a long ways away, but it's only like a month and a half, 6 weeks away. We're hoping 1,000 people coming together to pray and worship God. Audience of One. God's our audience. And put that on your calendar. November 11th at the Virginia Theater. It's a free event. No offering or anything. It's to gather like-minded believers to worship God and to pray for our communities. So Audience of One, Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater on November 11th. All right. So Dee, Granddad's Grindstone. Now, this is from the September edition of the Prime Life Times, but I didn't have you in last month. What was wrong with me?
I don't
know. What is going
on? How could you do that?
I think with our Ivan Parker and Huntley Brown, 2 different concerts and moving a lot of the furniture and different things to our Springfield studios and 6 other projects that are keeping me jumping, but I'm really amazed. Yeah.
I love the word granddad. A lot of people call their grandparents grandpa, but I always called my granddad granddad. And now my son, who is a grandfather, his little granddaughter is calling him granddad, which is very, very special. It's also special to be a great grandma.
Yeah.
I'm really old. Granddad's Grindstone. As city cousins, my brother and I found so many things on the farm that were fascinating, but which were mundane or just useful to our farming relatives, including our country cousins. This was particularly evident in the barn and all it contained. A perfect day for us was spent exploring this huge building, but our cousins' day included shoveling out the gutters behind the animals and hauling hay. There was one item we could all enjoy, however, and that was Granddad's grindstone.
Hmm.
When we were finally big enough that our feet reached the pedals, we loved taking turns, working furiously to keep the grindstone going so Granddad could sharpen farm implements galore. Grandma even brought out some kitchen knives for Granddad to hone. Keeping their 40-acre retirement farm going was hard work, but Granddad always found time to entertain us. He loved music and was particularly proud of my brother, who could out-whistle him. Mm-hmm. Though Craig bested him in that musical endeavor, no one could touch Granddad's harmonica playing. We loved to listen, but we didn't get to hear him at his best. Playing for and calling square dances. He was always in demand. He also found time to make it fun for us, even when he was plowing the fields. When Grandma waved her white dish towel and called him in for lunch, we took off running to meet him so we could ride on the tractor the rest of the way back to the house. On a really good day, we could sit with him on the big metal seat and help steer.
Hmm.
Granddad loved to talk, and he always had a smile, a hello, and something to say to everyone, friend, acquaintance, or stranger. Brother Craig also tried to out-talk him,
mm-hmm.
and Granddad gave him the nickname Windjammer.
Oh, jeez. Why are you looking at me?
I looked at you because you laughed. One of Granddad's favorite places to visit and talk when going to town was the creamery, where he stopped to have a malted milk. I just have to insert here. It was so funny. My grandfather one time went there, and you know how they make the malted milk in the big metal thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then they usually pour your glass but leave the metal thing with you. Well, one day he went in, and the gal who was working there was new, and she poured him the glass. She took the metal thing back behind the counter and drank the rest of it herself.
Malted milk, I have to do a shout-out, is way better than an average shake.
Milkshake, yeah.
Yeah, I love the malt. The malt taste makes it.
It does it. But he never forgot that. We heard about that, I think, until the day he died. Going to town usually involved driving the black 42 Chevrolet, but occasionally he would take in a wagon load of grain, driving the B tractor. It was on just such a trip that he was hit from behind by a drunk driver and killed, even though he was totally off the highway driving down the extra wide shoulder. Several months later, my grandmother held an auction as she prepared to leave the farm. Many people in Jackson County were buzzing when they heard that John Ball's granddaughter was taking his grindstone back to the city where she lived. I did. And it has been a precious possession for many years.
Mm.
It sat in my family room for many years, but today, Granddad's grindstone is sitting on my patio. Where the wooden seat once rested, there is now a pot of perky purple petunias.
Mm.
Though it looks ornamental, over 60 intervening years, it has sharpened a knife or two. I like to think Granddad knows I have his grindstone. And by the way, cousins, and anyone for that matter, are welcome to stop by to use it. Or just take a seat and smile while remembering the fun we had.
D.A. Chesser, used by permission, award-winning writer D., former Minnesota nurse administrator, is now a Champaign, Illinois resident, volunteer, and grandma. Email D.Ann, and that's D-E-E-A-N-N, Chesser, at gmail.com. Thank you, D. And there's a picture of this grindstone. I was just thinking, you know, as it gets going, didn't anyone try to put something up against it, and then it shattered like the plastic gun or whatever, and then skin their fingers? Anyone get their fingers skinned?
I don't remember doing that. I guess you are a bit of a stinker.
Well, you got to see what could get marginalized or reshaped by holding it, but then you get your fingers skinned.
I don't remember doing that.
Okay. Oh, very nice, Dee. Well, I think we have time before we address some listener letters. This is in this month's edition, the October edition, big or small, and I don't see any kind of picture. So it was a big sayings, but smaller
article.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. The editor of the paper was extremely excited when I entered a small article. Mine always tend to be a bit wordy, but this one, and actually last month was pretty short, too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, big or small. Does it make any difference whether we think bigger or smaller? I really don't think so. At times, we need to concentrate on bigger things, visualizing our ambitions and dreams and making them happen. At other times, we must deal with small details as we process various areas of our lives. One is just as important as the other, whether big or small.
Hmm.
Our big little mentality can apply to the...
Oh, that's kind of a tricky one. Our big little mentality?
Well, whatever it is, can apply to the aforementioned matters and to others, such as big and small spaces. Living spaces, as we age, go in natural progression from full-sized houses to townhomes to apartments. Accompanying them are our garden spaces, which shrink from full-sized backyard beauties to medium sizes, surrounding a townhouse patio to a smaller pot garden on an apartment patio. Hmm. Side note. That last patio for me contains more flowers in pots than all the previous gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm up to 52 again this year.
Yeah, we talked about that a month or two back.
We tried to cut back. Which brings me to the next thought. The size of the spaces of all the above do not have to dictate the way we think or act. Smaller living spaces, smaller gardens, and number of plants, smaller anything, physical or otherwise, does not have to stop us from thinking big ideas, as in our ambitions and dreams. Living big, generously and lovingly, and growing big in mind and maturity. One example, going back to college at age 47 and graduating at age 50 with a new career. All to say, we need to keep our big ambitions and dreams while working out the small details. On the scales of life, one does not outweigh the other.
Very good. I like this. Short and sweet, but yet powerful and informative. It's engaging. It's positive. It's everything we want in this Prime Lifetimes publication.
Wow. Thank you.
Yay. Great job. Well, we got great listeners, and they write us all the time, and we haven't done this for a few months, but let's get caught up on a little of the mail. Now, I have that big bag full there. Eventually, we're going to get to some of them, but these are comments, suggestions, thoughts that our listeners have shared. And so name the person and the town.
Well, first we have a letter from Cindy from Rushville, Illinois.
Hey, Cindy.
To whom it may concern. Enclosed, please find a memorial check in the memory of my cousin, Vicki Finfrock. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. Appreciate that special tribute to them.
Mm-hmm.
We got a number of gifts recently from Dennis Anglin. He was one of the singing men of GNN that went to be home with the Lord. And we had a little bit of a tribute on last Friday's program, but a beloved man of God. And it was a phenomenal service. It was just very uplifting, God honoring. And they shared some of his life story, and it was powerful. This is a note that comes from Mason City from Norma, and she writes, so thankful for all the good programs you have on. I am so blessed. I pray you can stay on until Jesus returns. Lord willing, I hope so.
Ooh.
I'm sending an offering to help keep you on the air. May you all be blessed. We'll receive that blessing, Norma, and thank you for your kind words. And yes, until Jesus comes, may we continue to educate, edify, and evangelize all in the things that we do.
Amen. Well, we have a response card from Pamela in Springfield, and she sends a prayer request for her loved ones to come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. Amen. I think that's one of the main reasons God puts us on this earth is to pray our loved ones into the kingdom.
And yesterday I mentioned this on the morning program. The first Tuesday of every month in Springfield, we have a group of people that get together and they pray over the various requests. And then we have our prayer gatherings, which is tomorrow night at the Great News Radio Center. Now, we typically pray for our upcoming event at the Virginia Theater and some other things for the community. So it's not where we pray for the listeners per se. Karen does that in Bethany, and our staff does that. But prayer is an important facet. It's an asset for the ministry as we pray and get God's opinion and thoughts on our direction and things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a letter from Terry from Urbana. Dear friends at Great News Radio, that's you too, Dee, and all of our great staff. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for the wholesome life assisting programs that you provide. Almost daily, I am blessed as I listen to the words of life being continually shared through the many men and women of God who provide programming through Great News stations. Without you carrying on the vision that God helped you birth so many years ago, I would not be able to be blessed through the radio. With much appreciation, Terry. Well, thank you, Terry, for your kind words. And thank you, listeners, that pray up our programs each day, that God would use them to his glory, to further his kingdom purposes. That's what we're all about.
Amen. This is a card from Mike and Vicki in Rantoul.
They write us every month. Thanks, guys.
And a short statement, but how true. Grateful for Great News Radio. Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Like those. This comes from Bill and Norma from Springfield, and he writes out like these bullet points. He's not numbered them, but the first bullet point, I am so blessed by 7 a.m. focus on the family, then another one. And at times when I hear Chris Fabry, then another one, Christian perspectives on the news, the truth. Gary Chapman is also good on any program. Another one, our daughter listens to Charles Stanley, yet much alive as he shares word.
Yes.
And adventures in Odyssey. And then there's a little arrow to the backside of this card. So blessed. And we say thank you and thank you, God, that you are here in Springfield, Illinois. Bill and Norma. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support, too.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have a card from Edward.
Hey, Edward. From what town?
And he is from Ellsworth. That was nice. E-E. Edward and Ellsworth. Did you get that?
Evangelism explosion.
Right.
I took that course many years ago.
All right. Ooh, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
We love listening to you, and we send what we can. Here's a gift to help with the costs of keeping you on the air. God bless.
Together we do better. I always like to say that. We used to say that, I think, at Jewel. That's one of those Jewel phrases. Stack them high, watch them fly. Big or go home. Let's go. Don't get my Jewel days out when Jason's in here.
I thought you were going to say stack them high and watch them fall.
No, we want them to fall into the cart. So
gotcha.
You load them up. You always go big because you don't want them to just see three or five of them because they might say, I'll just take two. But if you have 50 or 70 or 1,000 of them, I can take a bunch of them.
So oh my goodness.
Go big or go home. Okay, this comes from Dennis and Karen from Jacksonville. We listen to WLUJ every time we are in the car. If we are on a long trip, we change frequencies until we run out of coverage. No matter how short or long we listen, we are blessed by what we hear. And being down in Jacksonville, if they head north, with our 19 frequencies, if you're anywhere in central Illinois, you can pick up one of the 19.
Oh.
And then as you head east, if you will, from, say, Beardstown or Whitehall or Macomb, heading east, you get to go all the way into Indiana listening to one of our frequencies.
Wow.
So if you're unfamiliar, write in and we'll send you a little card that has all 19 frequencies in the town that the tower's in.
Awesome.
So you know where best to tune in as you travel along.
Good idea. We have a card next from Paul and Joan Champaign.
Hey, Joan. Oh, Paul. He was a former board member. I think I know this.
Okay.
Dr. Steins. I don't usually give everyone's full name, but he was a great guy. He and Joan. She's a great cook, too, but he served on a radio board for many years.
Oh, wow. And this card says, hey, Mark. I hope everything in your life is going okay. Love the Prime Life Times.
Hey.
Woo. God bless you in your work, Paul and Joan.
Oh, yeah. He's a sweet board member, and he just came off the board last year, and he came in. We had all these records donated to us many years ago, and so he was leafing through. He has a record collection and a number of memorabilia and different things, and so we got to get caught up and appreciate those two and their support. They're on going support to this radio ministry. This comes from Doris from Pontiac, and I love we got so many different towns represented with our frequency.
Yes.
She writes, I have moved to an assisted living facility. Therefore, I am allowed only a small monthly stipend. She goes on to share some personal things, and we'll keep her prayed up. And we appreciate her support for these many years and how God has her in a new place. And thank you, Doris, for writing us. And for those of you that are in different living circumstances and maybe you can't get our reception, you can pick us up on your computer or some of those listening devices with the internet. You say, hey, Siri, play WLUJ or play Great News Radio. So there's different ways that you can still be connected with the radio ministry if you can't get reception through the old-fashioned radio.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And my last card.
It's in your Apple Music library. You can ask me to play.
You know, our technology is such where you say something, your phone can pick it up. It triggered my phone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this card is from Nancy in Champaign.
Hey, Nancy.
And she says, Mark, you are so full of energy and enthusiastic. No complaining for you.
Hey, I'm sorry. No complaining about me?
No complaining from you.
Yeah, I try not to complain too much. We give it to the Lord, and we have a great team, like I mentioned. Of prayer warriors, and God sees fit to continue to advance this radio ministry. It's been amazing. We've gone a couple of years now without any kind of share-a-thons. Now, Great News Radio never had a share-a-thon in our 28 years of broadcasting, but WLUJ, that had been broadcasting for 36 years, we're in our 36th year, they had share-a-thons up until a couple of years ago, two a year. And I just felt like this is God's ministry. It's up to Him to provide through our listeners, obviously, I just felt like all the energy and effort, and it's a very time-consuming process, and you kind of hold programming hostage because, well, we're raising funds, so you can't hear that program at the time you usually hear it. And I thought, let's just trust God and step out in faith and see how He'll provide for the ministry. So we've been able to go these last 2 years with the WLUJ family of stations, totally supported through the listeners.
Wonderful.
And there's some business underwriters that help also, but it's been amazing stepping out in faith to see how God was going to pull it off. Because initially all the staff looked at me and said, Mark, we got to do the share-a-thons. And I thought, no, I just think God's going to provide. And He has and He does. And thank you, everyone, for your supportive role in our ministries through your prayer, your volunteer efforts, and for your financial support. We couldn't do it without you.
He's there for Christian radio. I think of when I lived in Minneapolis, the station KTIS, people would look at them and, how do you get money? Why do people give? Why do they give so much to you, and we can barely raise, like the public radio station, we can barely raise the money, and yet it just comes in for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's our God.
Yep. Good God, good listeners, and thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.